Jess in with you this morning. It is less than 2 weeks until the by-election in the Upper Hunter, but of course pre-polling starts today. We do have a full list at our website of where you can go and put your vote in before May 22. And joining me this morning for our regular chat is New South Wales Opposition Leader Jodie McKay. Jodie, happy Monday.
Thank you, Jess. Thank you. I think everyone up there will be pleased when this by-election is finished, but it's such an important by-election, you know, in terms of shaping the future of the Upper Hunter. And yes, pre-poll starts today, so people can vote in pre-poll if they won't be there on the 22nd of May. So that's what pre-poll is there. And of course, people also need to get their application in for a postal vote if they want a postal vote as well.
Yes, exactly. And you're right, this is such an important by-election. It's such an important seat. And I mean, you know, the attention it's gotten over the last month has been incredible. Over the weekend, we saw former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull back in Independent. There's been a bit of a war of words between John Barilaro and he over social media.
Yeah, look, I think it's quite extraordinary that, and this is what we're seeing, we saw play out in the Parliament last week, is that, you know, they've had 10 years in government and there's so much infighting within the government, within the National Party, within the Liberal Party. And as I said, we saw that play out last week and now John Barilaro is at it again. So, I mean, I'm not across all the details, but I think, you know, what's really important for Jeff is he's fighting for the Upper Hunter. And he was out yesterday talking about the importance of seeing more of those royalties that are, you know, heading down the freeway spent in the Upper Hunter. So he's, you know, that's, to be honest, that's the fighting that Jeff is doing.
It has been quite passionate, for want of a better word, in Parliament last week. It seems to be getting a little bit dirty, though. I don't know if you've seen it, but One Nation are accusing the Jeff Drayton camp of tearing down core flutes at one of the properties that Dale McNamara owns in Brankston. They're seeking an apology from Labor over it.
You know, that's the first I've heard of it, so I'm afraid I can't comment on that. But I guess everyone wants, you know, a fair election. I think that's important, but I cannot comment on it. But I would think that what people want is to be, you know, all parties and the independents to be focused on what matters. I'm not sure a poster is as important as, you know, seeing an upgrade to Singleton Police Station or, you know, seeing health improved in the area and more money there for Muswellbrook Hospital. I just think that there are priorities and we want to focus on that. And Jeff's really adamant about that. He wants, he's shaping this, you know, our approach to this election. He knows what he wants to do. He feels very strongly about it. And, you know, it's been terrific just having him as a candidate, a really genuine person who feels so strongly about his area.
Mm. There have been people questioning him over, you know, the fact that he's not actually a coal miner, saying that he's just a union delegate.
Oh, look, I think that's really, you know, really petty. You know, he's supported the coal mining industry for a very long time. He's always landed on the side of workers. You know, he feels very strongly about, you know, safe working conditions, about, you know, trying to get a fairer deal for those who are working casually rather than, you know, putting up with, you know, these people who are working casually through a labour hire firm, you know, working the same conditions and the same hours as someone who's on a permanent position, but they're getting paid less. You know, Jeff has always been there supporting working people. That's what he does. That's why we want him. That's why we want him in Parliament. It's why I need him in Parliament, because he's so focused on an area that I love. I mean, people know my commitment to the Upper Hunter and to the Hunter region more generally. So I think, you know, we just need to, I mean, Jeff's run a very clean campaign. He doesn't, as I said, he's just focused on the issues, and that's what I think, you know, that's what I respect enormously from him as a candidate.
Catching up with New South Wales Opposition Leader Jodie McKay on the show this morning. And talking about health, of course, Labor made a commitment, I think it was last week, the weeks are all blurring into one, about Muswellbrook Hospital and some funding to go to the hospital. Remind us of that one.
Yeah, so we committed $32 million to complete stage two of the Muswellbrook Hospital redevelopment. And this is, as many people will know, there's an empty shell there. So you've got a surgical ward and no operating theatre, which is just crazy. And a lot of people just want to see that it doesn't matter where you live, you've got fair and equal access to healthcare. And, you know, if you look at what's happening in Muswellbrook and Singleton, we've seen those doctors walk out. There's not access to healthcare, proper healthcare. People are having to travel. People are being impacted by, you know, a shortage of doctors. People are being impacted by, you know, not having the upgrade that the government promised there would be. So the commitment we made is to complete stage two, and obviously there's more that needs to be done there, but I think in the, you know, the priority is getting that stage two completed, which the National Party has just walked away from. And how can you have a room that opens onto a surgical ward but you actually can't operate, not fitted out? That just doesn't make sense. But, you know, this is the situation that the people of Muswellbrook are putting up with.
Apparently, the Deputy Premier is in Muswellbrook today to make some sort of announcement at Muswellbrook Hospital. Would you welcome whatever announcement they're going to make?
Look, you know, I mean, this is what is quite extraordinary. They've had 90 years. You know, Michael Johnson's been in for 3 terms. Why was this issue not fixed up? Why is it being fixed up in a by-election? We saw that with the fire station, you know. We contributed money to that and suddenly the money appeared from them. We saw it with the roads. We committed money and highlighted the issues with roads, and then suddenly the funding appears. I believe that they're looking at making a commitment to the fire station. Why wasn't that done before? Why is it happening in a by-election when these issues have been so obvious? So yes, of course we would welcome it, but it just should have been done before. This shouldn't be an afterthought and something that they think they can do in a by-election when it's so obvious that they've neglected the area for so long. I mean, we've got Prue Carr, our Shadow Education Minister, who's there today. She's outside Muswellbrook South Public School because they promised an upgrade there 2 years ago and there's not a bit of soil that has been turned. You can't make commitments and then not deliver on them. You can't give this region so little in return for the royalties that it generates. And I've always felt strongly about that. But Jeff, it's pretty basic. He just wanted to see the area get its fair share. And these issues have been there for a long time. They haven't fixed them. And now suddenly in a by-election, they're attentive to them. Well, you know, people are going to see through that.
Well, we've got under 2 weeks to go, Jody, so we'll see how it all plays out. Thank you so much, as always, for joining us on the show this morning.
No, good, Jess. And I just encourage everyone, it's a really important election. And if people are going to be way on the 22nd, as I said, they can put in a postal vote. They can do this through the Electoral Commission, or they can vote in pre-poll, which starts today. So they've got 2 weeks, and I encourage everyone to cast their vote. It is an important election, and we'd love to see Jeff get across the line and, you know, fight for the Upper Hunter.